Block for He's So Worth It Ministries, October 14th, 2020. Creation, God's revelation of Himself. I have always loved nature. My mother gave me that. I love being outdoors. It refreshes my soul. You can tell that by all the hiking blogs I've written. Seeing the beauty of this world has always produced a sense of awe in me. In fact, that is the response most people have when they see a beautiful sunset, the Grand Canyon, or the glorious display of the Milky Way. Why is that? It is God revealing Himself to mankind, of His greatness, immenseness, intelligence, power, control, and beauty. Just as art reflects the artist, so too does creation reflect the Creator. Creation clearly reveals that God exists. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Psalm 19, 1-3. Difficult as it may be to believe, I used to be an atheist. After I got saved, my appreciation of God's creation escalated. Through my new worldview, the intricacies of a flower, the colors of a sunset, the majesty of the mountains became even more awesome. I saw His handiwork everywhere. The cool thing was, I then began to appreciate God Himself even more. My love for Him grew. You see, we too are part of His creation. The epitome, in fact. The purpose of God displaying Himself in nature isn't simply to show that He exists, but to bring us into a love relationship with Him. So, my friends, I have an exercise to help increase your awe and love of our magnificent Creator. You can do this exercise anytime or anywhere. You may even want to do it with your family. Use your imagination and let the Holy Spirit draw you into a time of devotion and worship for your Maker. Here's the exercise. Get alone, preferably outside and away from distractions. Quiet your heart and contemplate on the beauty around you. Meditate on Psalms 8 and 19. Try to focus solely on your Creator and that He made everything out of nothing. Thank God for each one of these things. Utilize all your senses. What do you see? The countless number of stars, the funny antics of a squirrel, the amazing color of a sunset, and the complexity and variety of flowers. What do you hear? Birds singing? Leaves rustling? Children laughing? What do you smell? The fragrance of roses? The freshness of the air after a rain? What do you taste? The sweetness of your drink? The lingering flavor of a breakfast cinnamon roll? What do you feel? The warmth of a cup of brew? The softness of your baby's skin? Next, use your memory. Think about the places you've been that generated a sense of awe. Remember the mountain views and the sense of God's majesty, the sound of waves crashing upon the shore and the power within, the piney scent of Christmas trees reminding you of your Savior's birth, or holding hands with your loved one and being reminded of God's incredible love for you. Contemplate on man as the epitome of God's creation. Look at your hands and fingers. Be amazed at all the things you can do with them. Think about the incredible anatomy and physiology of the human body. Next, look for the good. If your mind starts gravitating toward the negative, think about how Christ's work has redeemed you from the negative effects of sin and the perfect garden to come. My friend, never get over the wonder of your Maker. Burst into song, you mountains, you forests, and all your trees, for the Lord has redeemed Jacob. He displays His glory in Israel. Isaiah 44:23. Continue to worship as you listen to this song by Chris Tomlin, Indescribable, for that is who he is.
From the highest of heights to the depths of the sea, creation's revealing your majesty. From the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring, uncontainable.